The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 18, text number 75, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 30th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate. Te Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vyasa.
Vyasa
Prasadat
Prasadat
Shrutavam Etat Guhyam Aham Param Yogam
Yoga
Ishvarat
Krishnat
Sakshat Katayatah Svayam Vyasa Pradashat Shrutavan
Vyasa Pradashat Shrutavan
Etad Kuyam Mahamparam
Etad Kuyam Mahamparam
Yogam Yogeshvarat Krishnat
Yogam Yogeshvarat Krishnat
Sakshat Katayatasvayam
Sakshat Katayatasvayam
Vyasa Prasadat Shrutavan Shrutavan
Vyasa Prasadat Shrutavan
Etad Guhyam Mahamparam
Etad Guhyam Mahamparam
Yogam Yogeshvarat Krishnat
Yogam Yogeshvarat Krishnat
Sakshat Katayatasvayam
Sakshat Katayatasvayam
Vyasa Prasadat
Vyasa Prasadat
By the mercy of Vyasadeva Shrutavan have heard etat this guhyam confidential aham I param the supreme Yogam, mysticism. Yoga Ishvarat, from the master of all mysticism. Krishnat, from Krishna. Sakshat directly Katayata speaking Svayam personally Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada By the mercy of Vyas I have heard these most confidential talks directly from the master of all mysticism, Krishna, who was speaking personally to Arjuna. Purport. Vyas was the spiritual master of Sanjaya, and Sanjaya admits that it was by Vyasa's mercy that he could understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This means that one has to understand Krishna not directly, but through the medium of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the transparent medium. Although it is true that the experience is still direct. This is the mystery of the disciplic succession. When the spiritual master is bona fide, then one can hear Bhagavad Gita directly as Arjuna heard it. And there are many mystics and yogis all over the world, but Krishna is the master of all yoga systems. Krishna's instruction is explicitly stated in Bhagavad Gita. Surrender unto Krishna. One who does so is the topmost yogi. This is confirmed in the last verse of the sixth chapter, Yoginam Apisarve Sham. Narada is the direct disciple of Krishna and the spiritual master of Vyas. Therefore, Vyas is as bona fide as Arjuna because he comes in a disciplic succession. And Sanjaya is the direct disciple of Vyas. Therefore, by the grace of Vyas, Sanjaya's senses were purified and he could see and hear Krishna directly. One who directly hears Krishna can understand this confidential knowledge. If one does not come to the disciplic succession, he cannot hear Krishna. Therefore, his knowledge is always imperfect, at least as far as understanding Bhagavad Gita is concerned. In Bhagavad Gita, all the yoga systems, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga, are explained. Krishna is the master of all such mysticism. It is to be understood, however, that as Arjuna was fortunate enough to understand Krishna directly, so by the grace of Vyas, Sanjaya was also able to hear Krishna directly. Actually, there is no difference between hearing directly from Krishna and hearing directly from Krishna via a bona fide spiritual master like Vyas. The spiritual master is the representative of Vyasadeva also. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, on the birthday of the spiritual master, the disciples conduct the ceremony called Vyasa Puja. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Balakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunathan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So here Srila Prabhupada is explaining that one becomes directly connected with Krishna and it is also indirect at the same time.
Тук Шрила Прабхупада обяснява, че човек се свързва директно с Кришна и същевременно той индиректно.
Some people say, well, I don't want to have to go through a spiritual master. I might be directly connected with God.
Някои хора казват, аз не искам да се свързвам с духовен учител, искам директно да съм свързан с Бога.
But guess what happens?
Защото какво става?
Ади Пурана.
Ади Пурана.
Yeme bhakta jana parata na me bhakta shtate jana. Krishna says the one who tries to approach me directly, he has no access.
Krishna казва, този който се опитва директно да ме достигне, той не може да го направи.
Mad bhaktanam che ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. But the one who approaches me indirectly, he has direct access.
Но този, който се обърне към мен индиректно, той има директен достъп до мен.
You may say, but that's contradictory.
Вие може да кажете, но това е противоречиво.
From mundane point of view, yes, it is contradictory.
И от светска гледна точка, то е противоречиво.
But Krishna doesn't operate on mundane laws.
Но Кришна не е подчинен на светските закони.
He's beyond the laws of the material nature.
Той е отвъд законите на материалната природа.
By his divine arrangement, if you approach him indirectly through the spiritual master, that's how you get direct access.
По неговия божествен аранжимент, ако се обърнете към него посредством духовния учител, получавате директен достъп.
Otherwise, you have no connection whatsoever.
Иначе вие нямате никаква връзка с Бога.
You're out in the cold.
Вие сте навън на студа.
Actually, connecting to the spiritual master is actually very sweet and very wonderful.
Всъщност, връзката посредством духовния учител е много сладка и прекрасна.
It's described in the very first chapter of the Bhagavatam how this message becomes even sweeter having been spoken by Shukadeva Goswami.
Още в първа песен на Шримад Бхагаватам се описва как посланието става дори по-сладко, когато е докоснато от устата на Шукадева Госвами.
That name Shukadev, you see, Shuka means parrot.
Името Шукадева, думата Шука означава папагал.
So, what does parrot normally mean?
Какво означава, какъв смисъл влагаме думата папагал обикновено?
It means you teach him to say something and he says it. That's all.
Вие го учите нещо да казва и той го повтаря.
He doesn't know what he's saying, he just says it.
Той не знае какво казва, просто го казва.
It's like I was preaching one time in an island in the South Pacific called Taviuni Island.
Както един път аз проповядах на един тихоокеански остров.
We were staying in a remote forest with one devotee family there.
И бяхме отседнали при едни преондани в една отдалечена гора.
And they had a parrot.
И те имаха папагал.
And they trained him to chant Hari Bol.
И те го бяха обучили да повтаря Hari Bol.
So the parrot be out going, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! All day long, is it?
И папагал по цял ден повтаряше Hari Bol!
What is he really saying? Feed me! I'm here! Feed me! Feed me! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Feed me! Feed me!
Това, което той наистина казваше, нахранете ме, нахранете ме, тук съм.
So that's one meaning of parrot. He's just blindly, but he doesn't know what he's saying, but he just says it, you see.
Това е един от смислите на думата папагал. Той не знае какво казва, но просто повтаря сляпо.
He blindly repeats it. So Shukadev Goswami, that kind of a parrot, he's blindly repeating the Bhagavatam because he heard it from his father.
Дали Shukadev Goswami е такъв вид папагал, който сляпо повтаря Бхагаватам?
No, of course not.
Разбира се, че не.
The self-realized soul is one of the great mahajanas, Shukadev Goswami.
Той се бе познавал се душа един от великите махаджани.
He's listed in the famous list. You know that list?
И той е изброен в този списък, който е известен.
Svayambhur Narada Shambhu Kumaro Kapilo Munu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vyasakir Vyam Vyasakir. That's Shukadev Goswami.
В този списък думата Vyasakir се отнася до Shukadev Goswami.
So he couldn't just be blindly saying it like a dumb parrot.
Така че не може да повтаря сляпо като един глупав папагал.
So why is he called parrot then?
Тогава защо го наричат папагал?
There is another meaning to parrot.
Защото има друго значение на думата папагал.
The parrot, when he pierces the skin of the mango with his beak.
Когато папагалът прониже ципата на мангото със своя клюм.
He makes the mango sweeter by his beak.
Мангото става още по-сладко.
So the spiritual master, he is like Shukadev Goswami.
Духовният учител е като Шукадев Госвами.
He takes that message which is already unlimitedly sweet, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and he repeats it in such a way that it becomes even sweeter.
Той взима това послание на Бхагавад Гита и Бхагават там, което вече е безкрайно сладко, но когато го повтори, то става още по-сладко.
So, in that way, coming through the spiritual master to Krishna becomes even sweeter.
В този начин, идвайки чрез духовният учител, това знание става дори още по-сладко.
He gives you an even sweeter experience of Krishna.
Той ви дава дори по-сладко възприемане на Кришна.
So, it is very sweet.
Затова той е много сладко.
Just like I was explaining the other day, these pastimes of Krishna, they're so amazing.
Както онзи ден обяснявах, забавленията на Кришна са толкова удивителни.
So absolutely amazing.
Толкова абсолютно невероятно прекрасни.
One gopi, she saw Krishna in the moonlit night, standing there by the bank of Yamuna.
Една гопи видяла Кришна в пълнолунната нощ на брега на Ямуна.
And when she saw that beautiful boy, all of her material desires became completely destroyed.
И когато видяла това красиво синьо момче, нейните материални желания били напълно унищожени.
So she wanted to give a fair warning to her gopi girlfriend.
И тогава тя искала да поздрави доброто своята приятелка гопи.
She said, Smeran bangi traya parachitam sati vishtir nadrishtim vangsi nashtadara kishalayam ujvalam trandakena govindakam haritanu matiha krishni keshni tirpateshi keshi tirtopakante ma prakshishastavayadi sake bandhustange sirangaha. He said, my dear, she said, my dear gopi girlfriend, if you have any desire to enjoy society, friendship and love in this material world,
тя искала да предупреди своята приятелка гопи. Моя скъпа гопи, ако искаш да имаш приятелство, любов и семейство, някакво привличане към тях,
then whatever you do,
тогава каквото и да правиш,
don't you dare go to the bank of the Yamuna tonight at Keshigat.
Само не дей да отиваш на брега на Ямуна тази вечер при Кешигат.
And glance at that beautiful boy Govinda.
И да зърнеш това красиво момче на име Говинда.
Smiling, that smiling face of that beautiful boy Govinda.
Усмихнатото лице на това момче Говинда.
He's casting sidelong glances.
Той гледа, хвърля странични погледи.
And he's placing his flute to his lips.
И поставя флейтата на устните си.
Which are like newly blossomed twigs.
Които са като новоразцъфтели.
His transcendental body,
неговото трансцендентално тяло,
bending in three places,
което е извито на три места,
is very bright in the moonlight.
Е много сияйно на лунната светлина.
Don't go, don't go, don't go.
Не дей да отиваш, не отивай.
So what did that gopi girlfriend do? She immediately went, I have to see this boy Govinda.
Какво направила тази гопи? Тя веднага казала, отивам да видя това момче Говинда.
So, Rupa Goswami has given this nice verse, you see.
Така ще Рупа Госвами ни дава този прекрасен стих.
So we've all heard about Krishna, you see.
Тогава всички сме чули за Кришна.
When we hear from Rupa Goswami this amazing pastime between one gopi and another gopi, then Krishna becomes even more amazing, you understand?
Но когато чуем от Рупа Госвами за това забавление, разговора между тези две гопи, Кришна става още по-прекрасен и удивителен.
Just imagine if they made a movie about that pastime.
Представете си, ако филмират това забавление.
Just imagine going, we've all seen Keshi, many of us have seen Keshigat, but there was no pollution then. It was, you know, a beautiful forest there, and, you know, the lotus flowers everywhere. It was just an incredibly beautiful place, you know, Keshigat.
Представете си Кешигат, не с замърсяването, което го има днес, но една красива гора и реката с хубаво.
Just imagine a full moon night at Kashigat 5000 years ago, and it's a paradisial you know, a paradise, you know.
Представете си една пълнолунна нощ преди 5000 години като райско.
And just imagine when that flute must have sounded like Krishna standing there playing the flute on the bank of the Yamuna.
Само си представете как ли ще звучала тази флейта, когато Кришна свирил на брега на Ямуна.
So in this way, by hearing about this pastime from Srila Rupa Goswami, it becomes even more sweet, you see.
Този начин, слушайки това забавление от Шрила Рупа Госвами, то става още по-сладко.
So we shouldn't think, no, I just want to become Krishna conscious on my own.
Ние не трябва да си мислим, аз пък ще стана Кришна съзнат.
Don't you tell me anything about Krishna, I'm going to do it on my own.
Няма да ми кажеш нищо за Кришна, аз сам ще си го постигна това съзнание.
I am Bulgarian.
Защото аз съм българин.
You see? But those who are intelligent, you see, they understand Krishna's mercy is manifested through his devotees.
Тези, които са интелигентни, ще разберат, че милостта на Кришна се проявява чрез неговите предани.
Let me take advantage of this wonderful mercy.
И нека се възползвам от тая прекрасна милост.
The spiritual master is the mercy manifestation of Krishna.
Духовният учител е проявление на милостта на Кришна.
He is the mercy incarnation of Krishna.
Той е инкарнация на милостта на Кришна.
Let me take advantage of that mercy.
Нека се възползвам от тая милост.
We all like Prasadam, right?
Нали всички обичаме Прасадам, не?
So the spiritual master is also Prasadam.
Духовният учител също е Прасадам.
I know, I experienced Prabhupada like that.
Аз знам, че така имах такова усещане за право.
Because you wouldn't eat the spiritual master like Prasadam, you know.
Разбира се, вие няма да изядете духовния учител.
But yet there is a way.
Но има начин.
I remember when I first had my first personal interchange with Prabhupada, you know, one-on-one exchange with him.
Спомням си моята първа среща с Прабхупада.
Just before Prabhupada approached me to communicate with me.
Точно преди Прабхупада да се обърне към мен да общува.
I was standing there just wanting to drink him into my heart through my eyes.
Аз стоях и просто исках да го попия през очите си в сърцето ми.
He had come back from the morning walk and probably on Venice Beach, you know.
Той се връщаше от сутрешна разходка на Venice Beach, мисля, че беше.
In front of our Los Angeles temple.
Пред храма ни в Лос Анджелис.
And there was a wonderful little ritual we used to do every day when Prabhupada would come back from the morning walk.
И ние правихме един малък ритуал всеки ден, когато Прабхупада се връщаше от сутрешна разходка.
We would all line up along the sidewalk, you see, between his car where he gets out and his quarters. He would walk down the sidewalk to go to his quarters.
Ние се строяхме отстрани между колата му и там, където беше квартирата му.
So we would all line up along the sidewalk, you see.
Заставахме наредени.
And then Prabhupada would have a basket of flowers.
И Прабхупад носеше кошница с цветя.
And each one of us would have one flower in our hand, you see.
И всеки от нас имаше по цвете в ръката.
And Prabhupada would come down the row, one devotee at a time.
И Прабхупад минаваше и с всеки
преводник. And you would hand Prabhupada a flower, and he would hand you a flower. Just you and Prabhupada. Just you and Prabhupada having your own little, your own private moment. Just you and Prabhupada, you see.
И всеки преводник даваше цвете на Прабхупад и Прабхупад му даваше друго. И
така. It was so special.
Всеки преводен лично имаше кратка среща.
So I was at the front of the line. I was standing right behind Vishnu Janaswami.
И аз бях отпред нареден точно зад Вишну.
He got more than a flower. He got a hug. A big warm hug from Papa.
И Вишну Джанасвами не получи само цвета, една голяма топла
прегръдка. I felt so good that I'm one of Vishnu Jan's men and he just got a hug by Prabhupada. Wow.
И аз се чувствах толкова добре, че съм един от хората на Вишну Джана, който получи прегръдка от Прабхупада.
So anyway, Prabhupada came down the row of all the devotees, and he finished. He went all the whole. He finished every devotee in the line. But just before he went around the edge of the building, there were some steps there. So I wanted to have another darshan of Prabhupada. I wanted to drink Prabhupada into my heart through my eyes, you see.
И аз исках да видя Прабхупада и да го попия сърцето си през очите ми.
So I stood on that sidewalk as Prabhupada was walking by. That little stairs, I stood there. He was walking by.
На тия стълби на тротуара, където Прабхупада минаваше.
And Prabhupada was so merciful.
Прабхупада беше толкова милостив.
I was just some wild brahmachari from Texas. Wasn't even initiated, just a wild bhakta from Texas, you know.
Аз бях още един див брамачари.
Starry-eyed, crazy young bhakta, you know.
Непосветен млад бхакта от Тексас.
And Prabhupada looked up at me.
И Прабхупада ме погледна.
And he noticed, oh, here's a devotee that's not in the line with the other devotees.
И видя преден заедно, който не се е наредил заедно с другите.
And he still had the basket of flowers in his hand.
И още имаше кошницата с цветята.
So he didn't say any words. It was all body language and facial expressions.
Той не каза нищо, само езика на тялото.
He held a flower out. Have you gotten a flower yet? Like that.
И ме попита, ти получи ли цвете вече? На мен.
I pointed, I feel good. Prabhupada noticed me.
Чувствах се страхотно.
And he was giving me his mercy.
Прабхупад ме забеляза и ми даде своята милост.
Now I could have lied to him and say, oh no, I didn't get one yet. Got another flower from Prabhupada.
Можех да го излъжа и той да ми даде още едно цвете.
But would I lie to my spiritual master?
Но бих ли излъгал духовния си учител?
Never in a million years would I lie to my spiritual master.
Никога до милион години няма да излъжа своя духовен учител.
In fact, I still had the flower you gave me in my hand. So I showed him, yes, I already have a flower. No words, it was all body language and facial expression from my side too. I held up the flower like this. And then Prabhupada went on his way, you see. But as I think back on that very wonderful moment when I had that exchange with Srila Prabhupada, it was like that, drinking him into your heart through your eyes. Because the spiritual master is the ultimate prasadam, he's the ultimate glob jamun. And we all became addicted to Prabhupada. That's why we all joined, actually. We all were addicted to
Prabhupada.
I mean, there was nobody like Prabhupada you ever met in your whole life.
He's
the most amazing person you could ever meet. Just by hearing about him, without even seeing, just by hearing about him, you would go into ecstasy. Vishnu Jan Maharaj came to Austin to open a preaching center. And he was telling us all about
Prabhupada.
And there was one little baby girl also in our group. And she was hearing about Prabhupada too. So I remember hearing that little baby girl saying the name Prabhupada in such a way that you would be stunned and wondered just to hear the way the little baby girl said the name
Prabhupada.
Prabhupada! She said it such, it was so amazing. Just by hearing this little baby girl say the name Prabhupada, you could become stunned in ecstasy. That was the potency. The mother had never seen Prabhupada. She had never seen Prabhupada. She simply heard about Prabhupada from her mother and from Vishnu Janaswami. And now, hearing Prabhupada's name from this baby girl, who wasn't even a devotee, just some little baby girl, just hearing the name of Prabhupada from her lips, you would go into bliss. So this is very indirect, you see. This is approaching Krishna through a little baby girl who heard from her mother, who heard from Vishnu Jan, who saw Prabhupada, who was connected through his Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta, all the way back to Krishna. So just by hearing this little baby girl go Prabhupada, you become connected to Krishna in a very amazing way.
Така че видите ли колко по индиректен начин това малко момиченце, което чул от майка си, което чул от Вишну Джана Свами, който бил видял Прабхупад, който е ученик на Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати и просто...
I had read other Bhagavad Gitas. I read the Krishna, what's his name? The Isharvad Gita. I read that Gita.
Аз бях чел и други издания на Бхагавад Гита.
But there was only one thing I learned from that Gita, and that was stand and fight the battle. That's the only thing that stuck with me. Stand and fight the battle. Actually, we read that verse last night. That's all I gathered from it. I didn't really understand Krishna and surrender and offering your food or any of that.
Това е което разбрах от това издание. Не, че трябва да се отдадеш на Кришна и да му предлагаш храна.
Because this Isharwood character, he was not a devotee.
Защото този, който беше писал това издание, той не е предан отдаден.
Just a scholar, you see.
Някакъв учен просто.
So if you try to jump to Krishna directly like a scholar about your intellectual expertise,
ако се опитате директно да се отправите към Кришна с...
You won't experience Krishna. Simply a shadow of Krishna, his Maya energy is all you will connect with. But if you go through the transparent medium of the bona fide spiritual master, then you get connected.
Се обърнете към Кришна, тогава ще се свържете.
It's like this lamp here, you see.
Както тази лампа тук.
It's connected to the powerhouse.
Тя е свързана с електроцентралата.
You may have a very nice lamp, but if it's not connected to the powerhouse, it doesn't give off any light.
Лампата може да е много хубава, но ако не е свързана с електроцентралата, няма да дава светлина.
So the powerhouse is far away from here.
Електроцентралата е далеч от тук.
You can't directly plug your light into the powerhouse.
Не може директно да свържете светлината, лампата си с
But the wall outlet, there you can plug in.
Но от контакта в стената, там може да я свържете.
So the spiritual master is the wall outlet.
Духовният учител е като контакта.
So in this way we all plugged into Prabhupada, you see.
По този начин всички ние сме свързани с Прабхупад.
And Prabhupada is such a powerful outlet that you can put an unlimited number of extension cords on that outlet.
А Шрила Прабхупада е такъв удивителен контакт, разклонител да кажем, че може да сложите на него безброй много
Through that one power outlet of Шрила Прабхупада, you can enlighten the whole world.
Посредством този един контакт, който е Шрила Прабхупада, може да осветлите
Unlimited extension cords can be run out of it.
Да просветлите целия свят с много
Thousands and millions and billions of people can plug in.
Хиляди, милиони, милиарди хора могат да се свържат.
That is the potency of the bona fide spiritual master.
Ето това е силата на духовния учител.
By Prabhupada's potency, the whole world can become inundated in an ocean of Krishna prema. So never think that you will try to approach Krishna directly. Always place yourself as the humble servant of the spiritual master. And then you will experience Krishna at every minute.
Тогава ще усещате Кришна във всеки един момент.
And then you will have the awakening and love of God within your heart.
И тогава любовта към Бога ще се събуди в сърцата ви.
Isn't that what we sing every morning?
Не е ли това, което пеем всяка сутрин?
How many of you observe Mangal Arti every morning at home or at the temple?
Колко от вас
Raise your hand if you observe Mangal Arti every day.
Пазват Мангал Арти сутрин или вкъщи или в храма.
I hope I see a few hands go up. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. Well, we had to do some improvement here in Bulgaria. Everyone should sing their Gurvastakam prayers every morning, either at home or at the temple. Everyone must sing Gurvastakam prayers every day. And a little arti you can do along with it. So the last prayer is Yasha Prashadan Bhagavat Prashado Yasha Prashadanakuti Kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, nobody makes any advancement.
Без милостта на духовният учител никой не може да напредне.
So you want to advance in Krishna consciousness?
Ако искате да напреднете в Кришна съзнание,
then you have no option.
Нямате друг избор.
You have to connect through the transparent via medium of the spiritual master.
Трябва да се свържете с прозрачното посредничество на духовния учител.
Otherwise, you're going nowhere.
Иначе не напредвате изобщо.
You're not going to make it back to Godhead.
Няма да се върнете обратно вкъщи при Бога.
You must connect through the transparent via medium the spiritual master.
Трябва да се свържете с прозрачното посредничество на духовния учител.
That is the system.
Това е системата.
Given by Krishna.
Която е дадена от Кришна.
As confirmed in this verse of the Bhagavad Gita.
Както се потвърждава в този стих на Бхагавад Гита.
Are there any questions?
Има ли някакви въпроси?
Нарада Муни Прабху.
За някой от вас съдбата така стана, че ние преди години получихме посвещение и след което получихме и разрешение всеки сам да избира какво да прави от тук нататък. И една част останаха според тях верни на предишния си духовен учител. Друга част потърсиха други духовни учители. Всъщност коментар. Не бих искал да питам
For some of us, it happened that we were initiated earlier by a spiritual master, but then we received permission that we should either remain faithful to our previous spiritual master or become reinitiated by some other spiritual master. So he doesn't want to ask who is right and who is wrong, but if you can comment on this.
Well, by following his you followed his instruction to take another spiritual master, so that way you're connected with two spiritual masters. You get double mercy.
Ти понеже си последвал неговата инструкция да получиш препосвещение, така получаваш двойна милост от двама духовни учители.
He is your Varma Pradarshaka. He gave up the position of being Diksha, but he's still Varma Pradarshaka for you.
Той изоставя позицията на Дикша, но все още ти е.
He showed you the pathway, and that's an eternal fact.
Той ти е показал пътя и това е вечен факт.
I have a Varma Pradarshaka and a Diksha also. I have Vishnu John Swami as Varma Pradarshaka and Prabhupada is a Diksha Guru.
Аз също имам Varma Pradarshaka и Vishnu John Maharaj.
So you're doubly fortunate.
Така че ти имаш
двойно. You have Varma Pradarshaka and Diksha Guru both.
Ти имаш двойно щастие. Имаш.
You're doubly blessed.
Двойно благословен си с двама гуру.
Any other question? Матира Бабу?
Sometimes we receive not only from the spiritual masters but from our fellow devotees many instructions, and I have felt them as also as my teachers and my gurus. Is this the right mood?
Yes, Prabhupada explains that actually you only have one spiritual master, and that is your Diksha Guru. That's the only your one spiritual master. But he said, any godbrothers or fellow devotees who instruct you in such a way to help you connect with your spiritual master, they can be taken as Diksha Guru. I mean, as Siksha Guru, instructing Guru.
Шрила Прабхупада обясня, че имаме само един Диксха Гуру, но всички други преданно дадени старши и близки на нас, които ни помагат да се свържем с нашия Диксха Гуру, те могат да бъдат приети за Шикша Гуру.
So you have only one spiritual master, that's your initiating Guru.
Ти имаш един духовен учител, който е твоят посвещаваш.
But he can speak to you through others also.
Но той може да ти говори и чрез другите.
And those who actually act as who represent him, they are his they are instructing gurus also.
А тези, които и тези, които го представят, всъщност те ти стават инструктиращи гуру, шикша гуру.
Any other question?
Други въпроси? Дигаш ли ръка? Крипа, дигаш ли ръка? Скрипа си да?
Someone?
Скрипа.
Question up here?
Дигни ръка хубаво.
Oh, okay. Raise it high.
Казва се в Вегите се казва, че няма разлика между мъж и жена и това е само разлика на тялото. Но в духовния свят, например, има такива водещи разлики, като например гопите са жени и така нататък.
It is said in the Vedas that the difference is only in the body, male and female. There is the difference in the material world, but we can see in the spiritual world that there is also difference there. The gopis are in female bodies and other.
Actually, their spirit soul is one. He may actually. It's possible. Prabhupada explains one can change one's vessel also in the spiritual. It's not generally there, but. So if one wants, a gopa could become a gopi, or a gopi can become a gopa also, if they want to, they to develop a desire to serve Krishna in a different rasa. So it's not like, the spirit soul is, it's a very fluid position to be in. It's not like there's a male spirit soul and a female spirit soul.
Шрила Прабхупада обяснява, че духовната душа може да смени позицията си или своята раса, в зависимост от това как иска да служи на Кришна и може да стане от гопа, гопи или обратното.
However, in a psychological sense, everyone in the spiritual world is female except for Krishna.
обаче от психологическа гледна точка всеки в духовния свят е, има женска природа освен Кришна.
As Krishna is enjoyer in Sanskrit language, male means enjoyer and female means enjoyed.
Кришна е единственият наслаждаващ се мъж, а всички други са тези, на които той се наслаждава. Той е женска природа.
So, since we are all meant to be enjoyed by Krishna, we are all females, actually.
И тъй като ние всички сме предназначени за наслаждението на Кришна, затова ние сме женска природа.
We're all females here.
Всички тук сме, имаме такава природа.
In the philosophical sense.
От философска гледна точка.
Any other questions?
Други въпроси?
Четане чанен.
Искам да питам, дали е грешно да молим Кришна за материални неща, които можем да използваме в Негово служение?
He is asking, is it wrong to pray to Krishna for material things which we can use in his service?
Is it wrong to pray to Krishna for material things that we can use in his service? It's, I would say it's not a very intelligent thing to do.
Because
material things, anybody can get material things.
Защото всеки може да се здобие с материални неща.
Even materialists get all kinds of material things.
Дори материалистите получават всякакви материални неща.
Everybody gets material things according to their past pious and impious deeds.
Всички получават материални вещи благодарение на своите минали благочестиви или неблагочестиви дейности.
So to pray for material things is not a very intelligent thing to do.
Така че да се молиш за материални неща не е много интелигентно.
You should pray only for pure devotional service.
Ти трябва да се молиш единствено за чисто преданно служене.
And then whatever material things you need to become a pure devotee, Krishna will give you automatically.
Тогава всички материални неща, в които се нуждаеш, за да станеш чист преданно даден, Кришна ще ти ги даде автоматично.
He knows what you need better than you know what you need.
Той знае много по-добре от ти от какво имаш нужда, отколкото ти самия
знаеш. I may think I need a Mercedes-Benz to become Krishna conscious.
Аз мога си мисля, че имам нужда от Mercedes-Benz, за да стана.
For good preaching, right? They have to have a good image while I'm preaching. So I'm praying for Mercedes-Benz for my preaching. Don't be, don't let Maya fool you. You simply pray for pure devotion. And then whatever you need for your service, Krishna will give you. And if you become pure enough,
ако станеш достатъчно чист,
He'll give you the whole world to engage in His service.
Кришна ще ти даде целия свят да ангажираш Негово служене.
So you just pray for pure bhakti.
Затова просто се моли за чиста
бхакти. You know how to do that?
Знаеш ли как го правиш?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That's why I gave you the beads at your initiation.
Затова съм ти дал броницата на посвещението.
Because I want you to pray for pure bhakti every day, at least 16 rounds.
Защото искам да се молиш за чиста бхакти всеки ден поне 16.
At least 1728 times every day you must beg for pure devotional service.
Поне 1728 пъти всеки ден трябва да се молиш за чиста
преданост. You know why I said 1728?
Знаеш ли защо казах 1728?
Huh?
Yes, 16 rounds.
That's right, 16 times 108. Yeah.
Това е 16 пъти по 108.
Each round, it's like six. Each round has, you know, 108 beads. So that's you chant on each. So that the time you call out, it comes out to 1728. That's right. The time you do all the crunch all the numbers. So, next question.
Всеки напредно преподаван, който дава инструкции, явява като шикше гору за по-начинаващите. Съществува ли някаква формалност в това взаимоотношение с шикше? Тоест, трябва ли да има официално приемане? Ти си молиш шикше, да, аз съм твой шикше гору. Или просто следвайки инструкциите, това автоматично установява шикше връзка между нами.
Every senior devotee is like our Shiksha Guru who is instructing us.
But well, it depends.
Зависи.
Depends if they're instructing you correctly or not.
Зависи дали правилно те инструктира или не.
Somebody gives you a bad instruction, that's not, they're not shikshagura.
Ако ти даде лоша инструкция, той не е шикшагура.
They have to purely represent the spiritual master, then they are shikshagura. Otherwise,
той чисто представя духовния учител, тогава е шикшагура, иначе не е.
Don't be a blind follower.
Така че не бъди сляп последовател. So if everyone who is instructing us is like our Shiksha Guru,
and does not necessarily like them.
If he's representing the Diksha Guru.
Okay. If he's representing purely the Diksha Guru, should there be any formality in accepting him as Shiksha Guru, or it's
no?
Не, няма нужда от някакъв формал.
Next question. Yes.
Аз искам да попитам. Брама Санхита се казва, че тези преводани, които учите им са намазани с преманджана, с силен любовта към Бога, те могат да видят Кришна на всякъде. Моят въпрос е, какво трябва да плати човек, за да си го купи това?
It is said in the Brahma Samhita prayers that those devotees whose eyes are anointed with the salve of love, premanjana, they can see Krishna in their hearts and everywhere. So he's asking, what is the price for this, to get this?
How much does premanjana cost?
Колко струва тая преманджана? Това ли питаш?
Yes, it is stated in the Brahma Samhita, premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksa daivahadayesha valokayanti yang shama shundaram chanya guna swarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. That when one's eyes become anointed with the salve of love of God, then he can see the Lord everywhere, within and without.
Казва се, че когато очите на човек бидат намазани с елея на любовта, той може да вижда Бога навсякъде, отвътре и отвън.
So how much does this ointment cost and where can I pick up the tube?
Въпросът е, колко струва това мехлен, къде мога да си взема една тубичка?
Well, you know, Prabhupada, he was a pharmacist before he previously.
Може би сте чували, че Прабхупад е бил фармацевт.
He had the Prayag pharmacy, you know. But now he has opened up another pharmacy. It is called ISKCON pharmacy. And at this ISKCON pharmacy, you can get this very nice ointment called Premanjana ointment. Actually, it's interesting, this word Anjana, a Sanskrit word. I don't know, in Bulgarian, what's the word for ointment?
Mechlem.
In English, there's a word unguent for ointment, which is very similar to anjana.
На английски има така дума за мехлем, която е много близка до звучението на анджана.
So anyway, the price for this ointment is shraddha.
И така, цената за този мехлем е шрада.
Faith.
Вяра.
If you have faith in the words of Guru and Krishna,
ако имаш вяра в думите на Гуру и Кришна,
then by that faith you receive your own personal tube of premanjana. And if you apply it regularly, it will cure your cataracts. And you'll be able to see God face to face, eye to eye, 24 hours a day. Wherever you go, you will see Krishna within everything and everything within
Krishna.
And you'll be in bliss, constant bliss. Sometimes people think that Prabhupada... I have a photograph of Prabhupada on my thought for the day. Prabhupada is looking very sober, you know.
Хората си мислят понякога, че Прабхупад изглежда много строг на и такъв.
And someone named Bhakta Mike, he said, you should change this photograph. Prabhupad looks very unhappy in the photograph. You should change the photograph.
Някой име Бхакта Майк ми каза, че трябва да сменя снимката, защото Прабхупад изглежда много нещастен на нея.
So I wrote back Bhakta Mike and I said, you need to come to a higher level of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada is in great transcendental bliss in that photograph, and you said he's unhappy? So one who has anointed his eyes with the salve of love, he may be smiling, he may be looking very grave, but he's in deep ecstasy in all circumstances.
Някой, който има този мехлем намазан на очите си, той дори да изглежда много весел или да изглежда много сериозен, той е дълбок екстаз.
So you want to pick up that tube, and you have to have faith.
Така че ако искаш да си получиш тубичката, трябва да имаш.
By that faith, you will get everything.
И с тази вяра ще получиш всичко.
By that faith, Krishna will become your personal property.
Благодарение на тази вяра, Кришна ще стане твоя лична собственост.
Пандава Прабху.
Негови последователи на Санкшан. What do you think about your followers or your students, disciples, to have Shiksha Guru outside of ISKCON?
Do I have any? Are you doing that?
Имам ли такива? Не за него конкретно, за No, his question was more
theoretical.
Theoretical for devotees of ISKCON to have.
Well, in one sense, I have no problem with that because Prabhupada said we can learn a great lesson from the dog, and that's how to be faithful to the master.
Аз нямам проблем с това по принцип, защото Прабхупада е казал, че може да научим уроки от кучето как да бъде верен на господаря.
So in one sense, even the dog is our Shiksha Guru, in one sense.
Така че в известен смисъл дори кучето е наш Shiksha Guru.
But there are other so many great spiritual masters, like Lord Jesus is a great spiritual master. He's certainly our Shiksha Guru.
Но има и други велики духовни учители, като Исус Христос, който сигурно е Shiksha Guru за нас.
I don't know that he's an ISKCON devotee. He may be, though. He may have come back again. He may be with an ISKCON right now.
Не знам дали е даден от ISKCON, но може да е дошъл и да е с нас.
He could be one of you. Maybe Tulsi Prabhu.
Може да някой от вас, например, Tulsi
Now there are many any great saintly devotee of the Lord, whether he's part of ISKCON or not, in one sense he is a Shiksha Guru.
Има много святи преподавани Бог, които може да са част от ISKCON, може и да не са, и те са като Shiksha Guru за нас.
But in another sense, there are other gurus sometimes, just like this Narayan Maharaj was very popular, although he's now deceased.
Но има и други гуру, като например Нараян Махарадж, който беше много популярен, той напусна наскоро.
My disciples were strictly prohibited from becoming Shiksha followers of Narayan Maharaj.
Моите ученици им беше строго забранено да стават Shiksha последователи на Нараян Махарадж.
Why?
И защо?
Was I being sectarian?
Не ли да съм сектантски настроен?
No.
Не.
Narayan Maharaj said that anyone who is a sincere devotee of Krishna will leave ISKCON and become his follower. That's what he said.
Narayan Maharaj казва, че всеки, който искрен последовател на Кришна, ще напусне ISKCON и ще стане наш последовател.
That means he was ordering us to disobey Srila Prabhupada.
Други думи, той ни нарежда да не се подчиняваме на Шрила Прабхупада.
You can't be a Shiksha follower of someone who's telling you to disobey Prabhupada.
Не може да бъдеш Shiksha последовател на някой, който ти казва да не се подчиняваш на Прабхупада.
Such Shiksha as that is strictly prohibited.
Такава Shiksha е строго забранена.
Does that make it clear?
Това изяснява ли неща?
Any other questions?
Други някакви въпроси?
Yes, Maharaji.
Нещо, което съм чувал и знам, че Шрила Прабхупада е много, много скъп на Кришна.
I have heard that Srila Prabhupada is very, very dear to Krishna, but my request is if you can tell us who actually is he. who is actually Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada, anytime we would, if anybody would ask Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what is your rasa and who are you in the spiritual world? You know what Prabhupada would say to such questions?
Ако някой попитал Шрила Прабхупада, каква е твоята раса в духовния свят? Кой си всъщност ти? Знаете ли какво отговарял той?
That you do not require very heavily.
Той каза много тежко, казал, това не ви интересува вас.
Prabhupada very much discouraged us from such thinking in such ways.
Prabhupada много ни обезкуражава да си мислим за такива неща.
To the point of becoming angry at us for even daring to think about such things.
Даже ни се ядосваше за това, че се осмеляваме да си мислим за тия неща.
Because it's not beneficial for our Krishna consciousness.
Защото това не е благоприятно за нашето Кришна съзнание.
Any other questions? Yes.
Аз искам да питам един въпрос, който много време така всякакви дискусии съм чувал.
Само първо, извиняй, ако е по-дълъг, на части да го превеждам.
Не. Възможно ли е душата, отдавайки предно служение под ръководство на духовния си учител, до толкова да разви връзката с Кришна, че да почне да има някакви взаимоотношения с Кришна без намесата и присъствието на духовния съучител. Ако не през цялото време, то не е време на време.
Is it possible for the spiritual soul so much to develop his relationship with Krishna under the guidance of the spiritual master that the soul will experience this relationship even when the spiritual master is not there or from time to time directly?
By the mercy of the spiritual master, whether he's physically present on this planet, whether he's departed, doesn't matter. If you've taken shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, you've been initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, by his mercy, when you become completely purified, when you achieve the stages, the higher stages on the Shraddha to Prema ladder, you will realize who you are in Krishna's pastimes.
Умилостта на духовен учител, независимо дали той присъства или не, ако ти достатъчно се пречистиш, приемайки подслон при него, ти ще реализираш на тези висши етапи в от Шрада до Према, ще реализираш своята вечна позиция в забавленията на Кришна.
Your spiritual master will reconnect you, will help you to come back into your original relationship with Krishna.
Твоя духовен учител ще ти помогне да се свържеш отново и да си възвърнеш изначалната позиция в забавленията на Кришна.
When you reach that, those higher stages.
И да достигнеш тези по-висши стадии на развитие.
By the time you get to the Bhava stage, you realize who you are.
Докато стигнеш до етапа на Бава, ще осъзнаеш кой си.
And when you get to Prema, you have uninterrupted, constant personal loving exchanges with Krishna.
А когато се стигнеш до Према, тогава ще имаш постоянно непрекъсвано любовен обмен с Кришна.
In your eternal rasa with Krishna.
В своята вечна раса с Кришна.
So the spiritual master will take you all the way. By taking shelter of his lotus feet, he will take you all the way to Prema. Whether he's on the planet or not, whether he's on the other side of the planet or he's left the world, it doesn't matter. The spiritual master is residing in your heart if you're a sincere disciple.
Независимо дали е на планетата или е напуснал или на другия край на планетата, ако ти си го приял в сърцето си като учител, той ще те ръководи.
Next question.
Други въпроси?
Narada Muni.
Позволявам си, ако няма други въпроси, да помоля Санкаршана Прабу и Вишну Прия Матаджи да видят едно представление, което ние сме играли в България.
If there are no more questions,
it's time for the drum.
Yes.
You had a question?
Имаше ли някой друг въпрос?
We'll make this the last question.
And
then we'll have the drama.
Последният въпрос и след това ще представлението. Помбериков.
Във връзка с това, което Пандава Банда попита, много теории се чуват, нали, за това, защо Рамдан Искон в тези други общности. една от последните, които аз чух и която звучи много, много силно да наречем, е, че Кришна не залага само една карта. Което горе-долу би трябвало да означава, че когато Прабхупад е дошъл в западния свят, Кришна се е погрижил, ако нещо не стане, да има бекър, така се казва, резервен вариант. Как съм казвам по любимите?
По-моделям. Искаш ли го кажеш на английски, аз ще му го повторя.
In connection with
Pandava, Bandava Prabhu's question.
There are many theories why devotees leave or connect with other Vaishnava societies.
There are many theories why devotees, ISKCON devotees leave and connect.
What kind?
There are many theories why ISKCON devotees leave and connect to other Vaishnava societies.
The many that do that, he's asking about them?
Huh?
Why do they do?
No, there are many theories. Yeah,
theory?
Theories.
What's the word?
Theory.
Theory?
Theory, yeah. Theories.
Theory?
Hypothesis.
Hypothesis.
Like scientists give their theories.
Theories.
And devotees also.
Theoretical.
Theoretical. Like
speculation.
Yeah, speculation, okay. I don't understand the sentence.
So one of the recent ones I heard was that Krishna never counts on one.
Right, that's the whole gist of the question.
Какъв е целият смисъл на въпроса?
Аз го задавам, ако искаш го правите ми каза, да го знам на
английски. He's saying in English now.
All right, but you all—I can't hear the English, so somebody, okay. I need somebody to give me and what I can understand and overhear.
What, speak up.
All right. So the question, one of the recent things I heard is that Krishna never—he always has a backup plan, so he never counts in just one car.
Who?
Krishna.
Krishna?
Yeah, Krishna never has just one plan. He has many plans. Like he didn't count just on Prabhupada, but he had backup plans, like Plan B.
You think Prabhupada needs a backup plan?
Krishna has a backup plan.
Krishna has a backup plan.
Prabhupada doesn't need. There's no backup required for Srila Prabhupada. There's no backup plan required for Prabhupada. If we think there's a backup plan for Prabhupada, that's an illusion. There's no backup plan. Prabhupada is the spiritual master who will go down in history for having saved the world in his darkest hour of despair. There's no need for a backup plan. We have to back up Prabhupada by supporting him. We have to be supporters of Prabhupada and not go away. It's not that there's any need to back up Prabhupada. Prabhupada is the fulfillment of all the acharyas.
Yes. He says that he has heard that some devotees talk like this, that Krishna has a backup plan. It's not only Prabhupada.
Yeah, that means they're trying to dismantle ISKCON, these devotees. That's a strategy for them to dismantle this movement. They're envious. They don't want to take the guidance that Prabhupada gave. They're envious people. That's what they are, envious people. And Krishna has a backup. They think that they're the ones who are going to do a better job than Prabhupada did. That's their foolishness.
Maybe some translation would be great.
You didn't translate it to the local language. Why not?
I'm waiting for a chance.
Oh.
Maybe I'll tell it also.
Yeah, go ahead. Try, do something. Tell them something of what I said.
Значи Шрила Прабхупада няма нужда от такъв бекъп план, резервен план. Нали, тези, които се опитват да кажат това, всъщност се опитват да разтурят ИСКОН и го правят от завис, мислейки си, нали, че могат да дадат нещо по-добро от това, което Прабхупад е дал.
Prabhupada was asked this very question by Mukunda Maharaj.
Mukunda Maharaj попитал Прабхупад същия въпрос.
He was wondering if Krishna had a backup plan.
Той се чуял дали Кришна има някакъв резервен план.
Because Srila Prabhupada was leaving in a very sick condition to go to India to try to recover his health. And the devotees were not sure that Prabhupada, they thought Prabhupada may never come back.
Примерно Данит не били сигурни дали Прабхупад изобщо ще се върне.
So he asked Prabhupada, he said, can we have one of your godbrothers come and guide us then?
Той попитал Шрила Прабхупад, може някой от твоите духовни братя да дойде и ни ръководи?
Then Prabhupada said, my spiritual master saved me.
И Прабхупад казал, моят духовен учител ме спаси.
And he was crying.
И той плакал, плачел.
And then he told us later, and this is an offensive idea.
И по-късно той ни каза, че това е оскърбителна идея.
Because if he says even one word differently from me, it will spoil the whole thing.
Защото ако той каже дори една дума различна от мен, всичко ще бъде развалено.
So Prabhupada never accepted that there was a backup plan for him. Prabhupada's backup man.
Прабхупад никога не е приемал, че има резервен план за него, някой който да го замени.
Prabhupada said the very idea was offensive.
Прабхупад каза, че самата тази идея е оскърбителна.
You can read this in the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. The whole pastime is there. You can read it yourself. There's a one volume of in the English. I don't know how they published it here, but there's one volume of the Lilamrita called "Only He Could Lead Them."
Не знам как сте го превели тук, но има една глава, един том се нарича само той можеше да ги води.
So when the devotees brought up to Prabhupada the idea of a backup plan, he said, "This is offensive thought." Very offensive thought.
Когато правилно даните представили, попитали този въпрос за резервен план, ще Прабхупад каза.
So those who talk about a backup plan for ISKCON are offensive people. They're offending Srila Prabhupada.
Тези, които говорят за резервен план на ISKCON, те оскърбяват Прабхупад.
That Prabhupada was not competent to execute the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we need a backup plan.
Те твърдят, че Прабхупад не е компетентен да изпълни мисията на Чайтанья Махапрабху и има нужда от резервен план.
All right. Then we'll have the drama. As if it's, is it on the same line? All right.
Която съм ще направо спомена, че Прабхупад е казал, че след неговото напускане, ако имате някакви проблеми, идете при Сридар с вами и дали имат истина от това проблем, защото аз само съм чул и трябва някой или да поделили в печата.
In this connection, Прабхупад said that why should we think that God has only one son? He's not important. He has many sons. And also Srila Prabhupada said
that is that the question or he's trying to make counter argument?
No, he has heard this. He has heard that Prabhupada said this and that Prabhupada also Prabhupada said this, but they use it in a special context.
And Prabhupada said God has more than one son?
Yes.
Yeah, they use it. They take in Prabhupada out of context. Yeah, that's right.
They vadat od konteksta dumite na Prabhupada.
Prabhupada is the one disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta who fully inherited his shakti for inundating the planet with Krishna consciousness. None of the other godbrothers did that.
Srila Prabhupada бил единствения ученик на Бхактисиддханта, който получил цялата шакти, за да наводни
целия свят.
Никой друг.
You see, he was the only one who fully was able to carry forward the mission of his spiritual master. The other godbrothers were not able to do that.
Prabhupada ни казал това, че той е единственият, който е получил тази шакти, за да наводни целия свят с Кришна съзнание. Никой друг от неговите духовни братя не успял.
Therefore, it's not that ISKCON and the Gaudiya Math splinters are this one and the same. It's not.
И не е така, че ISKCON и Gaudiya Math са две равностойни.
We have Prabhupada's Shakti, they do not.
Ние имаме Shakti на Prabhupada, те нямат.
We have the full Shakti of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they do not.
Ние имаме пълната Shakti на Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, те нямат.
That's the difference.
И това е разликата.
We respect them, they're chanting Hare Krishna, we encourage them. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. But we understand they don't have the Shakti of Bhaktisiddhanta, the full Shakti that Prabhupada is inherited and passed on to this to our society.
Ние ги приветстваме за това, че повтарят Хари Кришна, но те нямат пълната шакти на бхактисиддханта Сарасвати, която ние получаваме в нашето общество.
So we'll stop here and now we'll have a drama.
Сега ще спреме до тук и ще имаме представление.
Шрила Прабхупада ки джай, Шрила Бхагавад Гита ки джай.
Изгрешено Санкашан Прабху ки
джай.